The world of Czech culture is in mourning following the death of the renowned architect Jan Kaplický, who passed away on the evening of Wednesday, the 14th of January. The loss is not just a major one for the Czech Republic, but a deep personal one for his family. Mr. Kaplický, aged 71, died from sudden heart failure on what his family described as one of the greatest days in his life. He was just 3 hours into celebrating the birth of his daughter, Johanka, his wife still in hospital. The sudden loss has thrown the full spectrum of Kaplický's life, achievements and disappointments into the Czech limelight. For this architect had spent much of his life in London, and his most recent and noted professional experience with the Czech Republic had been both painful and disappointing. The failure of his award-winning National Library design, nicknamed the Blob, to gain approval by the Czech authorities. I spoke with Eva Jiříčná, a fellow London-based Czech architect and long-time close friend of Mr. Kaplický, and I began by asking her to describe the kind of man Jan Kaplický had been.
Well, he was an absolutely extraordinary person. He was absolutely unusual and extremely talented architect. And he was also an extraordinary and unusual man. There are very few people who you can meet in your life, you know, who could compare with him. It is very rare to come across those people. So I think that everybody who had anything to do with him just have to be grateful for having met him.
Jan Kaplický was born in Prague in 1937. His father was a painter and sculptor, and his mother was a sketch artist. Kaplický studied at the College of Applied Arts and Architecture in Prague from 1956 to 1962, and immigrated to Britain shortly after the Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia in 1968. In 2004, Radio Prague caught up with Jan Kaplický, and my colleague Ian Willoughby asked him about the decision to leave Czechoslovakia.
I realized that time has come, you can't stay here because there's absolutely no hope in your life. Maybe later, luckily we are sitting here and Czech Republic is part of NATO and Europe and all this and that, which is incredible. But that time I thought I can't waste more of time sort of sitting and waiting if some Politburo will make a decision or not. That is not how you can live your life. That is impossibility.
Eva Jiříčná explains what the pair found in London.
In 1968, the situation was extremely unusual because I left the country before the invasion. He left the country after the invasion. We both very shortly found out that we couldn't go back for a considerable amount of time. In the meantime, London was the most exciting place to be. It was the period of Beatles, flower power, miniskirts, hot pants in architecture.
According to Eva Jiříčná, Kaplický used his skills to climb, albeit slowly, the architectural ladder in his new home.
Jan was extremely well equipped to recognize who were the people who he wanted to work with. He worked with all the famous architects of that period, Denis Lazdun, Richard Rogers, and Norma Foster. Of course, we were nobodies, so we were employed at the lowest possible position, and it took a long time before he had a chance even to have his drawing board, but he could just have started doing his fantastic drawings and occupy himself with his own project. But I think it was only in the 80s when he started having an impact on the architectural world with abilities to build and to become a part of the World League.
Zdeněk Lukeš is an expert on architecture and was also a friend of Jan Kaplický. He noted how the architect had developed a futuristic style early on in his career.
If you look at his sketches from 70s, 80s, it's very contemporary architecture, and I think that he started with so-called blob constructions in that era, but it was not possible to build that type of buildings in that 60s, 70s, 80s. But today we have possibility to build this type of architecture.
Mr. Lukeš also recalled Mr. Kaplický's interest in military hardware and even spaceships.
He designed some spaceships for NASA in 70s and 80s, and he admired atomic submarines, for instance, spaceships and everything.
In 1979, Jan Kaplický set up Future Systems, seeking to further develop his futuristic style. But as the architect recalled in 2004, acceptance was not always easy to find.
Many years. I would say 10 years, maybe more. Particularly if you're doing the things which are not automatically accepted or whatever, or you don't want to go 100% commercial line, which maybe would be easier. You must realize you don't have any capital whatsoever. I had $100 borrowed from my client, and you can't write a letter to your mother and say, please send me another 100.
In 1994, Kaplitsky scored his first major success, winning a competition to design a futuristic media centre at the Lord's Cricket Ground. The design underscored a style that was to become quintessential Kaplitsky, and the completed project ended up winning him the prestigious Sterling Prize. Several years later, Jan Kaplitsky was awarded a commission to build a Selfridges building in Birmingham. The resulting design, a personal favourite of Kaplitsky's, was also praised by fellow professionals. Several other Kaplitsky works are being constructed around the world, including a subway station in Naples and the Maserati Museum in Modena, Italy. Yet it was the desire and wish to create a work built inside his native Czech Republic that most strongly motivated Kaplitsky in later life. In 2007, he won a commission to build a National Library building in Prague, but the design proved too controversial for the Prague authorities, and it was eventually cancelled. This controversy appeared to underscore a long-held resistance to working in the Czech Republic, as Zdeněk Lukeš explains.
When I asked him about a possibility to take part on any competition for any building here or to start to work on any project here, his answer was, no, it's not possible because people here ignored me and I have no chance to build something here in Prague because I'm like an enemy in this country.
Enemy because the architect had apparently been too outspoken in his criticism of some of his contemporaries. Why not stay in London then, was the reaction of some, recalls Zdeněk Lukeš. And then, when the recent National Library project fell apart, the old hostilities appeared to have resurfaced.
I remember that my friend mentioned only 6 names of our architects who fought for his design. 6 only. We have about, 3,000 architects here in Prague.
But as Eva Jiříčná reveals, Jan Kaplitsky never gave up hope.
And my last conversation with him, which was on Sunday last week, he was so hopeful that he was going to build that building. He was telling me about the foundation which was established to start collecting money and to help him to realize his dream. And he was full of expectations that in the next year or so, that building was going to be built on the site where he designed it for. So he died with full belief that he was going to build that building and leave a mark in Czech Republic.
However that battle turns out, it appears that Kaplitsky's wish may come true in another quarter of the Czech Republic. A design for a proposed 2 billion crown Congress and Concert Hall centre in the city of České Budějovice was approved shortly before the architect's death. Following his passing, the city authorities say they remain determined to find the money and finally build a Kaplitsky building in his native Czech Republic.